In all of my classes through Bible college and seminary, and in all the preaching books that I've read, capturing the audience's attention was a crucial aspect of the introduction of a sermon. They told us to use a startling fact or a provocative statement, maybe even a funny story, something engaging and heartwarming to draw the audience in immediately. Well, apparently, someone forgot to tell Matthew about this little rule of communication because he begins his gospel with a long, long genealogy. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in the Christmas season and we're looking at the Gospel of Matthew. And in this genealogy, we find one long astonishing fact. It links Jesus with the beloved King David of the Jews and Father Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation. And in Jewish culture, lineage was a big deal. You had to be able to prove your lineage in order to show that you could live in certain places, since the land was divided up at one time according to tribes. And you certainly had to prove your lineage if you claimed to be a priest or a king. And that's exactly what Jesus claimed. And it was what Matthew had set out to prove. So his lineage needed to be proven in order for Jewish people who weren't around to hear Jesus teach and to see his miracles, in order to consider him a credible king bringing in a credible kingdom. But there's another reason this kingdom is revolutionary, and that's how the promise of this king and kingdom are fulfilled. When we look at the beginning of this genealogy, we read the first two names of Abraham and Isaac. And what's incredible about these two names is that Abraham was so old when Isaac was born that he and his wife should have been dead. In fact, the author of Hebrews says that Abraham was as good as dead. That's how old he was. He should not have been able to produce children, but he did. Well, why? Because God is faithful to his promises. And so from the beginning, we see that this kingdom is going to be a supernatural kingdom, that this promise is dependent on God doing something. So what we have here in the first parts of Matthew chapter 1 is Matthew saying that Jesus is a legitimate king in the line of Abraham and David, the two pillars of the Jewish nation, and that his kingdom is a supernatural one, that God was faithful to keep his unbelievable promise. God fulfills his promise of sending this revolutionary king and kingdom to save his people because they are broken people. And your name could be listed right along with all the other names in that genealogy in the sense that we're all broken. Your heritage, your family tree is just like this. This lineage is just a small snapshot of all of human history. So what do we learn from this genealogy? We learn that Israel had no reason to be proud of itself. Salvation, redemption, and restoration is not from man. It is not from within. It is from God. And we see that there's a wideness in God's mercy and forgiveness. David, the great king of Israel, who stole another man's wife and had the husband put to death, receives forgiveness, grace, and mercy from the hand of God. No one is able to save himself. All, even the best on this list, stood in dire need of redemption by the blood of the promised one. Today, please pray for Jeremiah Shetty and his family, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Alango Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.